Shadow Puppet Master by Flon Bone. Fandom Hikaru no Go. Reading general audience and no archive warnings apply. Summary: Sai is a master of shadow puppetry, which is not lame at all, thank you. Author's notes: For Advaish, who requested this in May 2021, a bit late. Reader's notes: This is being recorded for Blango 2025. It wasn't every day that a ghost popped out of the dusty gloom under your bed to demand that you devote your entire life to shadow puppetry. But it did happen sometimes. The divine shadow play! Sai sighed dreamily, oblivious to Hikaru's need to go into a corner to laugh his head off. He's the aspiration of all shadow puppet masters. The play of God. The divinity behind the curtain. The perfect manipulation of paper and hands. Okay, I get it. Hikaru really didn't. It's like when I play Tekken and pull off a super cool combo, but not a combo I found online. Like, I use it at my own strategy, and then I totally beat the guy without getting a hit, and he totally breaks down and cries. No, no, no! Sai shook his head emphatically, face scrunched up in a strangely childish way. The divine shadow play requires you to fully connect with your fellow actors and your audience, not to hurt them. But, Hikaru grinned, isn't beating someone to a pulp a fun way to use paper puppets? Why would you beat a person to a pulp? Usually we use trees and plants to make pulp. Hikaru rolled his eyes. Look, I hate to break it to you, but no one really cares about shadow puppets nowadays. In fact, I don't think it was ever that popular in Japan, you know? Why don't you do kabuki or no or bunraku instead, or maybe rakugo or something? But come to think of it, if you really want to be popular nowadays, manzai comedy is where it's at. Though you kind of need to have an Osaka accent, or at least know how to fake it, if you want to be a manzai master. He scratched his chin. I guess you could just be a regular actor too, so you wouldn't need to fake an accent. But the whole being a ghost thing would kind of be a problem. Apparently, Sai hadn't been listening to much of this because he blurted out, Shadow puppetry has been a beloved pastime of the people for thousands of years. Isn't it more like a Chinese thing, though? Not really that popular in Japan. But it was very popular a few hundred years ago. Hikaru pretended to look at his watch. Oh, geez, sorry. But I think I have to go now. I have an appointment to go to at the arcade to play Tekken. And I wouldn't want to miss it for... Abruptly, he stopped speaking so that he could clutch his stomach and puke all over the ground in an explosive mess. Oh, dear... said Sai. There was a great misery in his voice, but a terrible sort of glee as well. I feel so sad that I can't do shadow puppetry. I think my sadness must be affecting you through our psychic connection. Blah, Hikaru replied. Do you know the last person who called me back to the world? His name was Taragio. I was with him his whole life. So this psychic connection is going to last forever and ever. Hikaru was still busy retching his guts out, but he managed to heave out a long and whiny, "No." "I told you," said Sai. "I'm not interested in no. I only care about shadow puppetry. It is the most important and wonderful thing ever in the history of the world. That is why you must help me achieve the divine shadow play. Please, Hikaru, please. I know we just met, and I'm asking you to give your life over to my goals, but please." "Okay, fine, you win. I'll help you, you obsessive bastard," Hikaru gasped, and immediately the convulsions stopped. "Yay!" Sai ducked behind the bedroom curtains and used his fingers to make a swan shadow puppet fly around behind the impromptu curtain in circles of delirious joy. "You'll love shadow puppetry, Hikaru. I promise you will." "Yeah, whatever." Sai proceeded to force Hikaru to cut out really crappy paper dolls for the rest of the afternoon. "You have to cut more precisely," Sai yelled in an exaggeratingly strict yet giddy manner. "You'll never reach the hand of shadow puppetry at this rate."
"More like the hand of divine paper cuts," Hikaru complained. But inwardly, he smiled just a little. It was kind of fun to play with scissors and paper again, like he was back in the third grade.
"Oh, I can feel your joy bubbling forth, Hikaru. I'll make you a shadow puppet master yet."
"No way," said Hikaru.
"Yes, that's the way," said Sai. "Cut like that, just like that. Otherwise, I'll be sad and you'll be sick." Hikaru gritted his teeth and kept cutting. It could be worse. At least he wasn't stuck with a ghost who liked something really boring, like go or whatever.
Author's notes. I'm only posting new fics on AO3. All my old stuff can be found on my FFN account or my Dreamwith account.